AP Radio News. I'm Sandy Kozel. The biggest of the California wildfires is raging in the Lower Lake area north of San Francisco. It had charred 71 square miles by Sunday. The fires destroyed 24 homes and 26 outbuildings and is threatening 5,000 more homes. Governor Brown declared a state of emergency for California and activated the California National Guard to help with disaster recovery. One person was killed, up to 20 injured, when a storm caused a tent to collapse at a festival in suburban Chicago. Details from the AP's Margie Zeraletta.
High winds and hail blew through Wooddale, Illinois, and caught a tent that was set up for Prairie Fest. A witness tells the Chicago Tribune she saw the tent blow up in the air and land on several people. The rest of the festival was canceled.
The storm also prompted a brief shutdown of the Lollapalooza Music Festival in Chicago's Grant Park Sunday afternoon. Although the music resumed later, there was more rough weather and tornado warnings north of Chicago Sunday night. Well, President Obama is moving ahead with tougher greenhouse gas cuts on American power plants, setting up a certain confrontation in the courts with energy producers and Republican-led states. But EPA Administrator Gina McCarthy says the American public will see a long-term benefit from tighter limits on greenhouse gases.
Carbon pollution from the power sector will be 32% below 2000 levels and dropping. That represents about 870 million less tons of carbon pollution in 2030, and even less in future years as this momentum continues.
Tennessee police officials have identified a suspect in the fatal shooting of a Memphis police officer. An intense search for the man is underway.
He is considered to be armed and dangerous.
29-year-old Tremaine Wilborn faces a first-degree murder charge in the death of Officer Sean Bolton Saturday night. This is AP Radio News.
Every time you go away, I always say.
60s and 70s British singing star Cilla Black has died at 72.
Born Priscilla White, Black worked as a teenager in the cloakroom of Liverpool's Cavern Club, where her musical talent was spotted by the Beatles. Signed by the Fab Four's manager Brian Epstein, she had a string of 1960s and 70s hits, including Anyone Who Had a Heart and You're My World. Famous enough to be known by her first name alone, Black had a popular TV variety show Cilla and had a second round of fame in the 1980s and 90s as host of the TV game show Blind Date. Spanish police say Black died in Estepona, southern Spain, where she had a home. Charles de Ledesma, London.
The Tom Cruise pick Mission Impossible Rogue Nation is number one at the box office.
Whoa. Are you okay to drive? A minute ago, you were dead.
What are you talking about?
The fifth installment in the nearly 20-year-old film series earned $56 million. Sandy Kozel, AP Radio News.